Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has been manifest and revealed to the world, and especially to us, that you opened our eyes and you called us. We appreciate it, Lord, that in seeing Jesus, we see everything that you've got in mind for us. Because I thank you, Lord, that you yourself said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And the works that I do, you shall also do. And as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And thank you, Jesus, after portraying the beautiful picture of a true man, because you say we grow to maturity, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, so we can see we need to come out of childishness and enter into sonship. And we thank you, you died and you paid the price and united, made available for all people. One died for all, so that we can get finished with sin and come home, because you who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. So thank you, Lord, for that beauty that's been made available. And then as your gospel came and your spirit moved, we are brought into this kingdom that's made up of Jew and Gentile. Thank you for that, Lord. You've broken down the wall of hostility between the Jews and the Gentiles, all the other nations, and we have now got access to you by the Spirit. Thank you. We appreciate that in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Romans 9 from verse 24 to 26. And we are among those whom he selected, both from the Jews and from the Gentiles. Concerning the Gentiles, God says in the prophecy of Hosea, those who were not my people, I now call my people, and I will love those whom I did not love before. And then, at the place where they were told, you are not my people, there they will be called children of the living God.
So yeah, hallelujah. So God has made a way for a new people, a new generation, a chosen people, a special people. That's his own, and that's come from the death, burial. Don't forget the life that portrayed the life of a son, eh? The life, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the rule, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit that brings us into the kingdom. So everything has been done, and we that has been called, we that has responded, are that unique chosen people to shine like stars in this world. And so the passages here you got now, we're just talking about the Gentiles, the scriptures there. And I'll just confirm it now with what Paul says in Ephesians, and then what we can also see in Peter. Apostle Peter also reflects on that we have got the same calling. We built on the foundation of all that beauty that was spoken about in the old covenant that's going to come about through Jesus Christ, all now available to us. So know you blessed, and know you here for a purpose, and you're a part of the bride. You are not part, you are the bride, or you are part of the bride, but you are the bride. You are the branches. You are the body. You are the new creations that are made, are his workmanship, good works laid out there for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.